The United Nations Agency for Palestinian Refugees has said it's gravely concerned about the situation in Gaza. According to UNRWA, this is the longest period since October 2023 that no aid has entered the Strip. The Red Cross has also voiced concern about the impact of dwindling supplies. It says fewer than half of the Palestinian Red Crescent's vehicles are operating because of a shortage of fuel. Israel's defence minister said this morning that its army was intensifying strikes from the air, land and sea. This, he said, was aimed at pressurising Hamas into freeing the remaining hostages. Joining us this afternoon is Caoimhe de Barra, who's chief executive of TROCRA. Good afternoon. Understandably, there's been a lot of focus on the resumption of Israeli military strikes, but we also know that Gaza has been without aid supplies since the start of the month. What are you hearing about the impact this is having at the moment?
The impact is absolutely devastating. But first, can I say that in the last 3 days alone, 200 children have been killed. That means that there are hundreds of families who are grieving the loss of their children, in addition to and on top of the 17,000 children whose lives were lost as a result of the Israeli war on Gaza to date. What we are seeing right now through our partners on the ground in Gaza is the incredible destruction continuing to take place. People have lost hope that this war will actually come to an end, but people are not stopping the work they are doing. Our partners on the ground are once more risking their own lives to provide humanitarian assistance to the people of Gaza. But this now has become incredibly difficult. Until Tuesday, our partners were able to deliver food to people who are at risk of famine. That has now stopped. Our partners were providing prosthetics to children and adults who have lost their limbs, 8,000 people in total. They're no longer able to do that work. The supplies, which are very limited, that are in Gaza, are about to run out. And this is causing absolutely critical humanitarian need.
Now, the international law is clear. Civilians shouldn't be starved and humanitarian organisations should be allowed to deliver aid. But the argument put forward by Israel in this case is that it has stopped the aid flow because Hamas was stealing the supplies.
I think it is now more apparent than ever that, in fact, the government of Israel intends simply to ethnically cleanse and reoccupy Gaza. The Minister for Defence, Israel Katz, made a statement yesterday threatening permanent occupation. Israel knows that it has the full protection of the US government. There is very little pressure from outside. I think at this point, Ireland's government, which has been very strong to date, really needs to step up and to do even more and to demonstrate that there are consequences of this occupation, which is the root cause of this war.
What can it do, though? Because the last ceasefire only came into effect after long and pretty tortuous negotiations.
Those negotiations must continue. Egypt and Qatar were outraged at the breakdown of the ceasefire, which was entirely unilateral, I think it's important to say. The Israeli government restarted the war because it did not get what it wanted, which was an extension of the first phase of the ceasefire. Israel wanted all hostages to be released, but it was not prepared to do what it had agreed to do, which is withdraw Israeli troops. As a result, I think that we now see that, you know, Israel's actions across this entire war are leading to and potentially tantamount to genocide. The Irish government, which has been very strong, still has the option to advance the Occupied Territories Bill. We believe that is now more urgent and more critical than ever. That would impact on Israel in terms of an economic consequence. The US is entirely complicit and the European Union is very, very weak. If Ireland doesn't act now, who will?
All right, Caoimhe de Barra of TROCRA, thank you for being with us this lunchtime.